The Washoe County District Attorney's Office has secured the maximum sentencing in two cases involving driving under the influence, both prosecuted by Deputy District Attorney Brett Diefenbach. In our first case, Javier Zambrano was sentenced to 40 years in prison with parole eligibility after 16 years, after he pled guilty to one count of hit and run causing death and one count of hit and run causing substantial bodily harm. Now, Zambrano was arrested after troopers with the Nevada Highway Patrol responded to a hit-and-run crash near I-580 and South Virginia Street in April of 2023. While investigating, troopers learned that the defendant had rear-ended another car while he was speeding, causing the victim's van to swerve and drive head-on into the freeway's concrete guardrail. The driver of the van was killed, and the three passengers sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Several witnesses did observe the crash and called 911. After Zambrano fled the area, he drove into a nearby residential space where he parked his truck. The defendant was then captured by video surveillance running through the streets. One resident was able to identify Zambrano's truck after seeing it on the evening news, and it had been parked in front of his home. Law enforcement was able to run a check on the vehicle, which identified Zambrano as the owner. However, Zambrano claimed the truck had been stolen. He was subsequently arrested several months later, following additional investigation that showed he was in the area at the time and location of the crash and the parked truck, thanks to cell phone records and GPS coordinates. In our second case, Jose Zepeda Carmona has been sentenced to 20 years in prison with parole eligibility after 8 years, after he pled guilty to DUI resulting in death. Nevada Highway Patrol troopers were called to U.S. 395A near Williams Brent Road in June of 2023 for a single vehicle crash. While driving to the scene, troopers came across Zepeda Carmona, who was walking in the road and covered in blood. During the investigation, troopers learned that the defendant had been driving with a 19-year-old passenger when he drove off the edge of the road while he was speeding and struck a tree. The passenger was thrown more than 20 feet from the car and was sadly killed. A toxicology report of Zepeda Carmona showed that he had both alcohol and marijuana in his system at the time of the crash. Further investigation by the Nevada Highway Patrol established that the defendant had been driving at least 120 miles at the time of the crash when he hit the tree. Both defendants in these cases were sentenced by the Honorable Lynn Jones.